leaders need to make their voices heard. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's the guidance from President Biden after yesterday's historic Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion. The decision brought protesters out. The ruling has already forced some abortion clinics to close.
New York's governor says they will continue to be a safe haven for women across the country. Some states like California are working on efforts to help provide abortion to women from out of state. California Attorney General Rob Bonta called Friday a dark day.
Abortion remains fully legal in our state.
Other states celebrated the ruling, including Mississippi's Governor Tate Reeves, whose state filed the case that prompted this ruling.
You see, Mississippi is a God-fearing place.
Of 26 states that had plans to restrict or ban abortion, should Roe be overturned, 13 had trigger laws that automatically restrict or ban the procedure now that Roe is overturned.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Not long from now, President Biden is expected to sign a bipartisan gun safety bill. The House passed it yesterday following approval in the Senate.
The package expands background checks for those between the ages of 18 and 21. It also increases school security. But most Republicans warn that the bill was a grave first step, despite its narrow scope.
Fox's Chad Pergram in Washington. Progressives say it doesn't go far enough since it doesn't ban assault weapons and doesn't limit high-capacity magazines. As Afghanistan reels from a devastating earthquake, China is providing millions of dollars in humanitarian assistance. That's according to China's foreign ministry. More than 1,000 people were killed in the quake. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
One more weekend behind bars for a former Minneapolis police officer who had his murder conviction overturned.
Mohamed Noor is said to be released Monday. He had been convicted of third-degree murder and manslaughter in the 2017 fatal shooting of Justine Damond, an Australian and U.S. citizen who called 911 to report a possible sexual assault in the alley behind her home. Last year, the Minnesota Supreme Court threw out his conviction, and he was resentenced to 4 years and 9 months on a manslaughter charge. Noor testified at his 2019 trial that he and his partner were driving slowly in an alley, and he saw a woman appear at the partner's driver's side window and raised her right arm before he fired a shot from the passenger seat to stop what he thought was a threat. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A Kentucky man faces up to 45 years in prison for plotting to murder members of the military. Ethan Melzer is an Army private, and according to federal prosecutors, he's also part of a radical group that espouses neo-Nazi, anti-Semitic, and satanic beliefs. The group, Order of Nine Angels, encourages members to infiltrate the military to subvert it from within. Melzer admits plotting to kill members of his unit. Threats of violence won't stop a recall effort in Los Angeles.
The campaign to recall LA's embattled DA George Gascon says it won't be intimidated.
Heck no. We are here. We are going to recall him. He will be gone.
Recall Gascon campaign manager Gregory Foster says the group's campaign offices were forced to evacuate Thursday after receiving a suspicious envelope containing hate symbols, a threatening note, and white powder that turned out to be baking soda.
It's a never-ending revolving door of random things, but we're not stopping.
So far, no arrests in this incident.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, Gascon continues to defend his progressive policies that critics call too lenient. Pam Husso, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.